cleaning himself, you know, and he'll be licking his paw and he'll be cleaning his face like that. As long as he keep playing like that, no rain. If he lick his paw and you see him get behind his ear, look out, it ain't far. He'll turn around, he'll spin around, and whenever he take his hind leg and he'll throw it behind his shoulder. And wherever he's point, that's where the wind gonna be blowing. If it ain't there, it ain't gonna be long before it's gonna be blowing there. That's a funny thing. My old uncle showed me that. When they died 84, he used to tell me, says, don't disturb that cat. Let's see what that weather gonna do.
There's supposed to be a time when you weren't supposed to cut hogs too, wasn't it?
I heard that too. But I don't know.
They bleed too much.
That's what they claim. But whenever you cut a hog, you always have mud in there. He'll go sit in that mud and be just like cooling it off, like, you know, you get mud on it and heal it up. If you ain't got no, if it's dry wherever it is and you cut one, put water in it. And he'll go in there and root up there and make mud, and he's gonna get in that mud. I don't know, it might quit hurting him or something, but they claim that's what's good. That's what you gotta do. Now some people take oil and put on them. They will lubricate and oil and all put on them. But that's good when in fly season. When the flies is laying eggs, you know, plenty of flies and all that. That lube will keep them from going in there and laying eggs and keep worms out. But they claim that mud is the best thing.
They got all kind of stuff they put on there. I was talking to a boy at school the other day.
He's right.
Yeah.
Animal right there, and then go to church.
Gotta go feed what?
Feed my chickens.
Is there another place you remember on here that can copy him?
Yeah. Okay.
Then we got Way of the Cross. I'm Catholic. Got Way of the Cross tonight. I go to church.
Yeah. Is your wife Catholic?
Yeah.
Sir, I'm sorry to skip so bad. I just can't copy you. This is Gate 3951.
Oh, I'll do all my life. When we was going to school, I used to take up for them.
Really?
Yeah, from a kid.
When you were in school, y'all were sparking?
Oh, yeah. No, we always kept an eye on one another. Yeah.
She was your... when did you become a member? What church are you a member of? When did you become a member?
Catholic?
St. Genevieve?
Yeah. St. Genevieve.
How old were you when you...
Oh, I went there all my life. I was christened in Slide Hill. Because I was born in Slide Hill. But yeah. Then when we moved on this way, then I went over here. I worked with the priest 3 years, the altar boy, what you call. I help them out. You see that church there?
Yeah.
I help build the form for the foundation. All the bottom part is concrete down in the ground. Well, I help me and another fellow, we build all them forms all around the church.